USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new order from the Centers for Disease Control will require those traveling on nearly all forms of public transportation to wear a face mask as officials try to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. The order, which goes into effect Monday night, calls on all travelers on public conveyances, including airplanes, buses, trains, ferries, taxis, and rideshares, to mask up. The order will also extend to airports, train, and bus stations. The order comes as California reaches another grim milestone. According to new data, California has recorded more than 40,000 deaths from COVID-19. Only New York has recorded more, topping 43,000 deaths in that state. New data from Johns Hopkins University shows that the U.S. had recorded more than 26 million coronavirus infections since the beginning of the pandemic. About 439,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A pair of Ohio lawmakers are proposing a day to honor former President Trump in their state. Mike Fortier has that story.
Two state lawmakers proposing a bill to name June 14th, Trump's birthday, as President Donald J. Trump Day in Ohio. State Reps John Cross and Reggie Stoltzfus emailing colleagues Friday looking for co-sponsors of the bill. They say the bill will celebrate one of the greatest presidents in American history, and it will show the more than 3 million Ohioans that voted for Trump that the legislature recognizes his accomplishments. As you can imagine, not everyone is on board with this. Democratic State Rep Jeff Crossman tells the Columbus Dispatch he thinks it's disrespectful because June 14th is already Flag Day, a federal holiday. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the Pentagon has paused a plan to vaccinate armed forces and detainees at Guantanamo Bay. The plan to offer the vaccinations at the base on a voluntary basis was authorized earlier this week, but the Pentagon announced that it was being put on hold while it reviews what it called force protection protocols. There are about 40 prisoners left at the facility on the island of Cuba. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A number of Democratic lawmakers are joining President Biden's call to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. But some Republicans are already pushing back against that idea. Senator Bill Cassidy called the idea another bad policy that will kill jobs. The Louisiana Republican told Fox News that the new administration already has a bad track record on employment.
I think the problem comes from his policy. I've never seen an administration start off deciding to kill jobs. Let's kill 11,000 Keystone XL jobs like that. By the way, those are folks who don't make their money on a Zoom call. They make their money getting calluses and packing a lunch. Those jobs are gone. Let's raise the minimum wage to $15. That restaurant just barely hanging on now closes completely, entirely, forever because their fixed overhead went up so much in the middle of a pandemic. This is the most anti-jobs program I've ever seen. No wonder they want generous stimulus checks because everyone's going to be unemployed. The best stimulus check is a paycheck, and that's what we should be focused on, not just putting out all these dollars for people that have been made unemployed by federal government policy.
And the Detroit Lions are sending their longtime quarterback Matthew Stafford to the Los Angeles Rams. L.A. will send quarterback Jared Goff 2 future first-round draft picks and a third-round draft pick in return, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Stafford was drafted first overall by the Lions in 2009, spending 12 seasons with the club. Goff was also a number one overall pick in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.